Romans 12 and verse 18. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me here today on The Christian American, brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we are in lesson number 2, looking at lessons we can learn from three friends. We pick up in Daniel chapter 3, looking at verse 12. In Daniel 3 and verse 12, here the Bible says, There are certain Jews whom you have set up, whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid you due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. And so we're going to look at the trial of these three friends specifically today, as well as their example, and looking at some other examples throughout the Bible of others who have stood up for God in times of difficulty. We notice in Daniel 3 and verse 12, the Bible tells us that these men stood up for God, and on this occasion they went against the laws of the land in order to remain faithful to God. You'll notice, however, that this is exactly what Christians are to do today. We know that these individuals had a choice to make. They only had to submit to this king and this command to fall down before this golden image in order to be saved from what we know would take place, the burning fiery furnace. However, they would be disobeying God. Notice Exodus 20, verses 4 and 5. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. We see in here in Exodus 20, verses 4 and 5, that we are to have no other gods before us, no carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth, that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Exodus 20, verse 4 and 5. Let's notice some things we can learn from their example. They showed how to have faith in two important areas, one of those being in the power of God. In Daniel 3, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, that is a reference to them being thrown into the burning fiery furnace, if they will not bow down. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, verse 18, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. And so we see here that these individuals will not bow down, and they also show their courage and their belief in the power of God, that God was able to deliver them from the fiery furnace. But also notice in verse 16 and 17, they recognize that if it is according to his will, but that does not mean that they do not have faith in the power of God. The Bible says in verse 18 that they showed faith in the will of God. That is, even God would not save them, that they would not bow down to any golden image which he has set up. And they wanted to make sure the king knew this in verse 18. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods. And so that is exactly what they were doing. They're showing their faith in God's power and also showing their faith in God's will as well. They determined to serve God and him only, and no matter what. Job did the same thing in a similar situation in Job 1, 20 through 21, and again in Job 13, verse 15. Habakkuk, who would praise God even in hard times, in Habakkuk 3, verses 17 through 19. And just like the apostles who rejoiced to suffer for the name of Christ, Acts 5, 27 through 29. We can learn a lot from the example of these three friends, and let us make sure we follow their example to serve God above all others, regardless of what may come our way. Thank you for listening today to The Christian American.